Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the radio play-by-play voice of the Los Angeles Lakers. He did sidelines for the Lakers for many years on television. He has done a job like this, sports talk radio, for 28 years with the same guy. John, if I had to put up with Baskin for 28 years, somebody would have to lock me up. He's John Ireland. Hello, John.
Hello, Jeffrey. Pleasure to be on with you. Dan, you know you're working with one of the great guys of all time, don't you?
You know what?
$10, John. Thank you.
I was going to say, I don't like saying it to his face because the last thing we need is an inflated ego. But yeah, it's an honor and a privilege every time I get to talk to him.
Oh, it's getting deep now.
Dan, play golf with him. All that goes away. The humbleness, the ego comes out. He'll wipe you up left, right, and sideways, take all your money, and then leave you for dead in the 17th fairway. It's happened to me many times.
I was okay back in the day. John was more toward the hack status, but he was getting it together. He's a 7 handicap now.
You serious?
What the heck, man?
But, you know, Jeff, that comes with living in a climate where I can play year-round. You're at a huge disadvantage living in your native Ohio.
Yeah, that's really
if you
true.
If ever play again, I'll come here and you can school me in the snow.
That'll be fabulous.
By the way, am I the first caller you guys have had that has not said the name Deshaun Watson?
Yes. Well, at least for the last 6 months,
the last time I'll bring it up.
I'll cross you off the list now. You just did. The Lakers aren't good. And then now all of a sudden they're good, John. They've won 3 straight, 8 of their last 10. LeBron seems like he doesn't age. He's the Tom Brady of basketball. What's gone well as of late?
Well, I can sum it up in 2 words, Anthony Davis. He's playing like the best basketball player on the planet. And, guys, he's doing it regardless of the competition. We went into Milwaukee on Friday on a night where Giannis was on. Last year against us, Giannis scored 47 in the first game, 44 in the second game. This year he scores 40. We just don't have a lot of answers for him. And AD just beat him across the board. He had a 44-point, 10-rebound game. He had 3 block shots. And that was on Friday. And then on Sunday we were in D.C., and he dropped 55 with 17 rebounds. I mean, he's putting up numbers like this that are – staggering, and we're not sure why he wasn't able to do it early, other than we were getting used to a new coach. LeBron missed some games, but now the last 8 out of 10 has been all Anthony Davis, which makes tonight interesting because Jared Allen's questionable. If Jared Allen doesn't play, it'll be a really big test for Evan Mobley, who we got to see at USC, and I know you guys like a lot. This would be a big test for Evan if he has to guard AD. And we'll see if Jared Allen can play tonight. I guess the Cavs are going to let us know right before the game.
At least as an outsider looking in, John, I think the biggest reason is the fact that somebody got to Anthony Davis and said, hey, you're 7 feet tall with insanely long arms. Stop shooting threes and get to the bucket. And ever since that has like hit him, it seems like he's woken up and just started playing Anthony Davis the way that we saw him with the Pelicans. And then before that, do you see a changing of the guard taking place in L.A. where – you know, maybe this becomes the Anthony Davis team that has been rumored for so long?
Dan, you just said in a very professional and polite way what my radio partner, Michael Thompson, who played for the Lakers in the 80s, that's Clay's dad. I do all the games with Michael. Michael has been saying for 2 years what you just said nicely. Michael basically says, get your butt next to the rim and stay there. And he, that's what he's doing. And there is really no answers for him. He can shoot with either hand. He can catch and finish. And so if you throw the ball anywhere near him, guys, you can throw it at his ankle. You can throw it behind his head. You can throw it anywhere, and he'll catch it. And because he can catch and finish with either hand, he's just super dangerous. And when he's healthy, and right now he is, he's had injury problems the whole time he's been in L.A., but right now, he told me the other day, he's the healthiest he's ever been. There just isn't another big guy in the league who can guard him. He went toe-to-toe with Joel Embiid last year and beat him up. He went toe-to-toe with Giannis on Friday. When he's this guy, and he's not, to your point, Dan, he's not always this guy because he's hurt a lot. But when he's this guy, the Lakers are a completely different team. This is bubble Anthony Davis, who won the title with the Lakers 2 years ago. And so I don't duck your question. LeBron has been actively encouraging him to take the baton away from LeBron. You know, LeBron's LeBron. He's going to do whatever it takes on any given night. But he has been on Anthony Davis for 2 years. Look, this is your team. You need to be the leading scorer. You need to be the leading rebounder. And right now he is. And that's why they've won 8 out of 10. But as Jeff pointed out, guys, we have a losing record because we started 2-10. So we're 10-12 on the season. We're just a lot better now than we were at the beginning.
John Ireland is joining us. He is the play-by-play voice on the Los Angeles Lakers radio broadcast. LeBron James, when he was here, John, and anybody who asked me, I always said, why is he so good? A, he was blessed. And B, he works harder than any guy I've ever seen. And I thought he worked incredibly hard on his body, always incredibly hard on his game. That clearly hasn't changed because he turns 38 at the end of this month, and he's putting up big numbers every time he's out on the floor. You've watched his game here late in his career. Has he slipped in any way, John, or is he still the player that he once was?
Jeff, the only thing that I will admit to grudgingly is that his first step where he just goes right around people is not as quick as it was when you guys had him in Cleveland. He just simply can't go around people, but he's developed a really nice fadeaway, and he's just found other ways to score. And, you know, you said it, he spends more money on his body. Mike Mancy is his trainer who was with you guys when he was here and who travels with us. Told me that he basically has a nicer gym in his house than you would have, like you went to a fitness center someplace. And that's what he's always said. He has a saying, Jeff, he likes to keep the main thing the main thing. He understands that if he's not good at basketball, then all the other stuff is going to go away. So he just concentrates on basketball. And the one thing I will say, Jeff, and I talked to you, I talked to other people I know that covered LeBron for a lot of years before he came to us. I didn't know he was this good of a passer. I mean, I know he's top five in assists and he's going to be, you know, regarded as one of the great passers of all time, but he would rather pass than score. And he makes passes every night that I just look at and go, man, a guy 6'9", 270 should not be able to move and pass like that, but he does.
Yeah.
It's, I obviously covered Kobe. I had Shaq. LeBron's in that class. LeBron is, if not at the top of that list, right next to him, as good of a player as I've ever seen.
John, have the Lakers figured out the Russell Westbrook problem by having him just come off the bench and be the sixth man off the bench there? And has he fallen into that role and has been happy with it?
Surprisingly, yes. Russ is a pretty stubborn guy. We, you know, who cover him all the time, didn't think he would go quietly to the bench. And he didn't love it when they moved him there. But since he's been there, he's playing like the sixth man of the year. You know, he's putting up double figures in points and assists every night. He plays with that kind of Russell Westbrook frantic energy. And you'll see when he comes into game tonight, he changes the pace of the game. If it, you know, whatever it is, it picks up and goes faster because he's as fast with the ball as anybody. And, you know, who knows how long this will last, hopefully for the rest of the season. But since agreeing to go to the bench, Dan, he's been great, like shockingly great. And that's a big part of why we've won 8 out of 10, is that he just has accepted his role. He's out there against backups because he comes in like 6-7 minutes into the game, and he makes a real difference. And they may have, I wouldn't have said this 3 months ago, But I think they found a way to keep him and have him as a contributor if they don't trade him. There's been a lot of talk that they're going to trade him because we only have LeBron for two more years, and they might. But if they don't, he's found a way to contribute and be a key part of the team.
John Ireland joining us. He does radio play-by-play with the Los Angeles Lakers. I want to go back to LeBron real quick.
Yeah.
If all goes well, he'll be the NBA's leading scorer sometime when, John? January? He's due.
Yeah, this year, probably third week in January, Jeff, if he keeps up to his current average.
And he'll be passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is an NBA god and a Laker legend. Are folks in L.A. okay with the idea that LeBron passes Kareem? Not that they have any choice in the matter.
Yeah, they are. And what won LeBron over in L.A. was that bubble title. You know, they looked at him as kind of a guy who came to L.A. to kind of marry his business interest to his basketball interest, and everybody didn't know how seriously he was going to be as a basketball player. But when they won that title, and that, I mean, I could go down a rabbit hole here, guys, where I'd be on for way longer than you'd want me. But that bubble year was super weird because that's the year Kobe died. You know, they were humming along. They had a pretty good team. Kobe dies in January. COVID stops the season 2 months later, and it would have been really easy for the Lakers to pack it in. Kobe was that big of a presence in our town and on our team. Rob Pelinka, our GM, was Kobe's best friend, godfather to his kids, including Gigi, who died in the crash. And we all thought Rob was going to take a leave. And not only did he not take a leave, he kind of brought everybody together. LeBron brought everybody together. And, Jeff, when that all happened, when that played out, and they won the title, LeBron, to use a term from Goodfellas, was a made man. He was accepted in L.A. as a Laker. And I think when he passes Kareem, he'll get all the accolades that you would think he would get for becoming the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And this is just an aside. The two most popular Lakers of all time are Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant. Kareem, as great as he was kind of standoffish as a player, didn't do a lot of stuff with the fans or the media. Kareem's a much different guy now that he's older. He's kind of become this wise Yoda-like figure around our team.
Yeah, sure has.
So he's more liked now than he was. But if LeBron was passing Magic or Kobe, it might be a bigger deal. But the fact that he's passing Kareem, I think most Laker fans are good with it.
Nice.
All right, John, last one from me, and it's just because I was watching it. What is the thought in L.A. about winning time and John C. Reilly and that whole thing?
It's great. Dan, did you watch the whole thing? Did you watch all 10 episodes?
I think I'm through eight of them, I want to say.
Okay, it's what I tell people is, you know, because we're the Lakers, we constantly have this spotlight on us. So this past offseason, if you wanted to, you could watch Winning Time on HBO. And I think the best part of that show, by the way, is John C. Reilly as Dr. Buss. I think John C. Reilly totally nailed it. I think he should win an Emmy. So if you want to know what life was like for the Showtime Lakers and you want to be entertained, watch Winning Time. If you want to hear from the actual people that were in it, if you want to hear from Magic and Byron and Worthy and Kareem and Jeannie and Pat Riley, you should watch the Hulu doc that Antoine Fuqua did. That's also 10 parts that came out this summer. That's really good. And if you're a big Magic fan and you just want to see it from Magic's perspective, you can watch They Call Me Magic on Apple TV. So there were three, lack of a better term, mini-series that came out about the Lakers this offseason. Winning Time is the most entertaining, probably the least factual. The Lakers documentary on Hulu that was produced by the Lakers. You'll hear from the actual people. And if you're a Magic fan, you should watch the Magic thing. So, Dan, there is no shortage of entertainment. The Lakers didn't cooperate with Winning Time, but I think the main reason is because those other two projects were going on and they didn't want to muddy the water. But I like Winning Time. I think it's good. The one thing I'll say is they did a pretty bad disservice to Jerry West.
Yeah,
Jerry
that's
West
true.
Is not that guy. And we love Jerry, and you know, he's immensely popular with all Laker fans and Laker media because he's been such a class guy and a great guy throughout the years. So I felt bad about what they did to Jerry. They weren't great to my mentor, Chick Hearn, who they kind of portray as kind of an old school guy and in not a nice way the whole time. So I wasn't crazy about that. But overall, I would give Winning Time an A-. And the only reason I'm giving it a minus is because of what they did to Jerry West. It's pretty good. I liked it.
Buddy, thank you.
Anytime, boys. Have a great show.
All right.
Appreciate it, John.
Enjoy it tonight, man, and I'll talk to you down the road.
You got it, Jeff. See ya.
John Ireland, radio play-by-play man of the Los Angeles Lakers, joining us there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.